the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Coach, congratulations on your guys' win, 65-45. What was the key to that start? Obviously, a 15-0 run put you guys in a good spot right off the jump.
Yeah, we just said we wanted to just come out and make sure that we attacked right away. I thought we did a good job with that and put them on their heels a little bit to be able to, you know, force our defense to get us some of those easy shots early on.
They in the third quarter, they made a run, cut it to five, so you were up by as many as 18, 19 points. All of a sudden, it's a five-point game in the third quarter, and your team responded just how you would want. They busted off with, I think it was another 8-0 run to get it back to 13. What did you see from your team that led to the five-point, you know, deficit, and then how did you like the way they responded?
Well, you know, I thought they kept their composure really well when they, you know, got the game within five. We talked about at halftime not making sure they didn't hang around. We also talked about our players being able to step up and hit some big-time shots. I thought Haley did a really good job. I thought that was a big three by her. And then, of course, Stephanie coming through in the fourth quarter hitting those threes as well. So it just comes down to, you know, players making shots when they're supposed to. And I thought our defense was solid the whole game. You know, they're a good team. And they got some shooters. And, you know, they got Valerie on the inside. And she's hard to guard. But I think holding them to 45 points was definitely a good defensive effort on our part.
Yeah, and especially their leading scorer, Addie Crenny, she had 2 points. What did you guys do to frustrate her?
Well, we wanted to try to limit her touches because she's really good when she catches the ball. So we thought, you know, obviously she didn't catch the ball, she can't score. So just tried to limit her touches. I thought Kaylin Roy did a nice job on her, and I thought everybody else that when we had to give Kaylin a break, I thought they did a really nice job on her as well. So, you know, best way not to have her score is to just try to limit her touches.
Sarah Tarbert, 30 and 12. Does it ever get boring? I mean, it seems like that's just the norm.
No, it does not ever get boring, no.
What kind of things were you guys able to do to get her free? Most of that 15-0 run, you know, was her just making layups or doing the mic and drill?
Yeah, I mean, she's just tough once she catches the ball, you know, and it's, you know, it's a tough task, I think, to order for someone else, but our kids are definitely getting much more comfortable throwing her the ball. We try to hit her in transition. I think our half-court offense is starting to click a little bit, and, you know, and again, the easy part for her, too, is when we start hitting outside shots, they can't, you know, turn around and double, so it's got to come from inside out.
Last year at this time, you guys were in the middle of a big win streak. You're on a roll right now. You've won two in a row. How do you guys try to get back there, you know, to build something like you had going into the postseason last year?
Well, I think we just got to take it one day at a time. We got to focus every day on practice. We can't let one thing, you know, knock us down or knock us off our game a little bit. I think the girls are really focused. I think they, you know, they feel like they can be good enough to contend at the end here, and we just got to take care of business every day in practice.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. We're going to sub you out and bring in Stephanie, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. That was Mustangs head coach Jackie Boswell, and this is Mustangs guard Stephanie Martinez. Stephanie, what was the key to you guys jumping out to that 15-0 run right at the start?
Definitely our defense. We thrive off of our defensive intensity, and when we play good defense, we play great offense.
What was it like for you guys? One of the things you couldn't notice, I think you guys were up 7-0, and their coach, she goes with the hockey line substitution. You guys go right to a full court press. I mean, what kind of mental edge is that when you see the other coach is so mad she's taking out the whole starting group?
It's definitely definitely nice just to show how well we're playing, just going off of our defense intensity and just getting going. Whether they sub in or out, we're always ready.
You didn't have a lot of open looks in the first half. Second half, personally for you, your first look from outside the arc, it was a shot clock winding down, and you just knocked down a three. How did that get you going for the rest of the game?
It felt good, just getting that one off. They were on me the whole game, and just getting that one, being patient for my shots, and it was nice. It was really nice.
How do you guys try to, you know, turn these last couple of wins in the conference play into a winning streak like you guys had last year?
It's definitely just momentum, getting the confidence that we need from our bench players, from everybody. Just getting a lot of confidence going into the next game.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephanie.
Thank
our
you.
Player of the game with 9 points, 3 threes in the second half. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with our second half highlights and the final stats, and we'll get you out of here. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by smmsports.net.